Dr. Zaius.
Whoa, Dr. Zaius.
I love you, Dr. Zaius!
rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke in my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Breakdown! Engine troubles. In the middle of a hyperlane, the Kahuna Wave putters to a virtual stop thanks to an unexpected explosion. Almost certainly a trap laid by female Wookiee cat burglars on behalf of the Radarian chain. This makes the journey to the site of the next ambush a little more circuitous. Rial has revealed the timing and coordinates of the next Radarian attack. Intercepting this ambush could prove to be key in the hunt for Butt Radar and her generous bounty. But, first things first, how to get this hunk of junk humming along again. Now, where to find a mechanic?
Wait, I'm a mechanic.
Hey. Alright.
Wait a minute.
Just what the heck is going on here?
Come on, guys, I just want to go home.
No, you already quit your job. You're whole hog in.
Yeah, really easily, too. Really, like, laissez-faire. Like, I didn't need it.
That's how the hostage situation works on our ship. I mean, it's...
I read the brochure.
I read the book on Stockholm Syndrome, and, you know...
You're literally the only one who's read it.
I'm literally the only one who's been to Stockholm.
That is not music. For some reason, I have the cantinas, like, din in the back of this scene. Oh, because this used to be a spaceport. And so I just put that in there. All right, we'll get out of here.
Get out of here. All right, so I imagine I'm sitting at the driver's seat, and I'm just like, what the hell's going on?
You're supposed to be telling us.
I don't know. Dials are going red. I think there was an explosion in the back.
Are you sure?
Go check.
All right, I guess I'll go check.
I'll keep her afloat. Come on, baby, let's go.
We're in space.
Bonk. I'm hitting the console trying to make sure everything's going.
I thought you just hitting the space horn.
Oh, that too. Turns out that's the button I was pressing.
yeah. I mean, you guys are still moving a little bit, but you've clearly fallen out of hyperspace.
All right.
Guys, we've clearly fallen out of hyperspace.
Does anyone know how to fix the hyperdrive?
Well, are we sure it's the hyperdrive? Are we sure it's not something else? What do your consoles say?
It says an explosion of some sort has happened.
Did the console say that, or are you just assuming that from the loud explosion noise we heard?
There's a lot of lights, a lot of dinging. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, just a pilot knows his ship. I'm very intuitive. Something blew up!
All right, Bobenz goes to look for... Oh, God, there's music.
Is that an alarm, or is that our comlinks?
No, that's just the alarm going off because there was an explosion.
All right. I would like to look around for the explosion.
Okay.
Where could it be?
Where could it be? Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception.
Well, that's not good.
Did you just upgrade your perception too?
Yeah, but I mean, we got it tied, so it's a fail, but still.
It could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Your nose could have been better. Blood.
So you do perceive that. There was an explosion, and it seems that it's affected the hyperdrive because you fell out of hyperdrive.
Mac, I think you're right. There was an explosion.
Sure.
What?
I just imagine the ship's like super shaky, kind of like.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not like I said. It you're still moving, so it seems like you have like sublight.
Is it like when the tire blows on your car?
Yeah, except instead, in this case, it's like your tire blows out and you can still like drive on city streets. You just have to get off the highway. Right, so, well, I mean, I don't know how you drive on your flat tires, but in general, don't do that.
What? I mean, there's steel tires beneath those tires. I mean,
yeah, they're called rims.
The Wahales.
Right. The rims. Wahales. All right.
All right. Can I try to figure out what's wrong with it? Would I use a mechanics or a perceptions check?
Yeah, it would be mechanics.
Usually RX helps us in this.
Yeah.
He's dead, remember?
Yes,
he went crazy and then he died.
Please don't remind me.
I thought you will. Oh, well.
It's a very hard time.
Yeah. All right.
We might have to defrost the Wookiee to get over this.
You got a new Wookiee.
Oh, yeah. A new intern.
All right. Well, here's the here's your problem.
All right.
I'm assuming.
Yes. No, you are able to just intuitively, I don't know what it is about the explosion or your like immediate, like what you did immediately to find out exactly what happened. I mean, you do have a triumph.
Yeah. I assume that she can tell by both what explosion happened and just the after effects to be like, oh shit, that's whatever's wrong with it. Like
you're able to diagnose the type of explosion.
No, like, well, you know, when you hear a noise in your car, you can kind of be like, oh, is that an engine noise? Or is that like my wheels are about to fall off noise? Or is that a muffler noise? You know?
Okay.
Turns out she just.
That was a hyperdrive explosion, not a steering wheel explosion.
Well, at least this craft different thing. At least this craft has a steering wheel, not like the last one where I was a player.
It had a steering wheel.
It was a steering.
It's called a sail.
You don't know sailing, all right? Okay, so Bridget, how is the stick at the other end of the Kuna Wave? Is it still there?
Well, the good news is that we can still steer. The bad news is that we have no power. I'm assuming power to the hyperdrive. It's right. It's busted and burned out. This thing is this thing's toast.
Yeah, it's a major system failure that affects this ship's primary hyperdrive. And you know that the hyperdrive is in the power room.
Is that where all the bodies are?
Yes. You did dispatch Rial to the power room.
Oh, that's right. She's cleaning it up. I forgot we took a cat to hostage.
Cabin girl.
Did you forget?
I don't know. I made that nice brochure and everything.
All right.
Well, this thing's I'm assuming have a comms, right? I don't.
Yeah. Well, Sarn doesn't know it's the power room yet. You just know it's the hyperdrive. Guess maybe
I'm going to make my way to the power room.
Okay. So you can definitely follow Bobbins, but Sarn, you didn't know immediately where to go.
Right. Yeah. I was just kind of wandering around.
Okay.
But the game is paused, so I cannot move myself.
Yeah, I should keep it paused all the time.
I wasn't going to cartwheel. I'm too injured for cartwheels.
That is also
true. Yeah, I'm not feeling good.
And I can't remember how to do them.
Good. Also, no, because you've been locked. I locked you guys all out of being able to do cartwheels. Mm-hmm. All right, Bobbins, you move into the power room, and you see Rial. She is scrubbing and scrubbing the dead bodies out of the woodwork, space wood that the ship is probably made of.
Because it's rickety as hell.
Space oak.
Spoke.
It really goes with our Wookiee coat hanger.
Yeah, oh, it has like a real hunting lodge theme.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to feel. I feel like the interior of the Kahuna Wave is like a hunting lodge, like, you know, like wood paneling and like animal pelts and things.
Yes, and
trophies on the wall.
Frozen animals just holding up your various fishing rods and
a stone fireplace.
It smells like smoke.
Because we don't have a ventilation shaft. I'm not going to get caught like that fucking Death Star. Exhaust port.
You just threw a piece of plywood over it.
It's been exhausting back into the
directly
cabin the whole
into
time.
The
that
environment.
Explains so much.
Real story. Growing up, we always tried having fireplaces in our forts. It worked out sometimes. Not all the time.
Other times, you fell in a fireball.
I'm really glad you didn't tell us that when we had the junk fort, because that would have been one of our upgrades.
I think we did have a fireplace in the junk fort.
We did definitely we? Talked about it. You see in the corner, Rayal is scrubbing. Although she was scrubbing, she's been knocked into the corner. And her hair is tinged with a bit of charring, we'll say.
And she's still sitting there cleaning?
It smells like
dedication.
Burnt Wookiee in here.
You did,
dedication.
I mean, you threatened to kill me. I don't really know. And then you just blew me up. I thought maybe I wasn't cleaning good enough.
Why would we blow up this room?
You know what? There's not always a rhyme and reason to what it is that you guys are doing. I'm having a hard time following your logic sometimes.
That's our explosion room.
Listen, just, you know, just get out of the way. Get out of the way. Shush. And she goes over to the hyperdrive section, starts fiddling with it.
Don't clean yourself up. You're disgusting.
Wow.
Oh my God. Sorry.
You know, I used to be a pirate queen. Basically.
Yeah, used to be.
Darn, you're a monster.
We've got bigger issues than who's going to take a shower first. Also, dibs, because the power drive, hyperdrive, it's gone, but it's still sucking energy from things, I'm assuming. Like, we can hobble like this, but we can't last very long. We may not be worrying about showers soon. Then
can you fix it?
Based on your knowledge... Bobbins, you also know that, yeah, if you were to keep going like this, it will work for some period of time. You also might be opening yourselves up for further explosions.
Okay, where is the nearest spaceport?
You just left it.
Oh, no.
You left your prime parking spot.
Are we going to do this again where we leave the planet and just turn around? Like, just U-turn? Like... We'll go through all this effort to go leave, and then we have to come back around. All right. We might have to take an emergency landing.
Well, Bobbins, roll a... Let's see, what do you have for... what do you have for education?
I'm dumb as hell.
I thought we agreed we weren't saying that anymore.
Yeah, I did. I'm a liar. What can I say?
I stole that from her, but she stole something from me.
Oh, yes. I see.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
All right, but roll your knowledge check with a boost for reasons.
For the triumph.
Yeah.
So is
that's
it just
good.
Knowledge?
Yeah. Can you roll just. No, education. I'm assuming you learned. Okay. You learned. I mean, it depends. Where did you learn your mechanics? Was it formal or was it underworld?
Oh, I went to school.
Okay. All right. I thought so. Nerd.
So just two ability, one. Two difficulty. Is that what I'm rolling?
Two difficulty and one boost. Because of the triumph and your diagnostic from listening to the type of explosion.
Okay.
Okay.
Aha, I succeeded. That was an explosion.
It does look salvageable. I mean, you could get them everyone back into hyperspace. It will be a hard mechanics check, but you think you can do it.
Listen, that planet blows anyway. Let's just keep going. Let me work on this for a little bit. Let me tinker with this. Holy shit, the ship is a little rusty, isn't it?
What'd you say? You think the ship's looking pretty rustic? Yeah, I just put the wood paddling in myself.
Did you insulate it?
Yes. With carpeting.
Deception check.
Shag carpeting. And by shag, I mean wampa.
Our old tree fort, that's how we insulated it when we built the tree fort.
With wampa?
No, carpeting. We just nailed carpeting to the walls and ceiling.
Listen, get off the fort. This is not a fort. This is a spaceship. We did the fort.
If this doesn't work, can we flip a light side point?
And do what? Get more carpet? Oh, he's frozen.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Can you?
Do you want me to roll a mechanics check now?
Yeah, it's hard. It's 3 difficulty.
Okay, I also can remove. I have a skill of some sort. Hold on. I got this at one point. I'm not sure what it means.
Mechanics. That's one setback. You do not have a setback.
Remove per blank per rank. Oh, okay. I'm good.
So there's no setbacks.
No setbacks, guys. We're good.
This is straightforward, just mechanics, just elbow grease mechanics.
All right. So 2 proficiency, 3 difficulty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But there are 3 threats.
Nice. Go ahead.
The threats on this is, you certainly patched up this hyperdrive. It's not going to last forever, though. At some point, you're going to need to get yourselves a spare hyperdrive.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't come cheap.
Might as well just buy another ship.
No. I mean, this thing's
You just called it rusty.
Well, you ever see those videos of people who they find rusty objects out in the desert and whatnot, and then they clean them up and make them look real nice?
Are you going to do that? Well,
no, I don't have the skills for that or the patience. But I mean, some people might like it. Some people would call it vintage. I call it rusty. It's a good ship.
I don't like your opinion of our ship.
Well, listen, your hyperdrive just tweaked out on you in the mildest confusion, power jump. So, I mean,
there was a bomb, we think maybe.
Or maybe an infestation.
Roll a simple perception check, Bridget. So that's when I just without difficulties, just. A perception that you can't possibly fail.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I rolled that right. Doesn't matter.
You didn't. But you succeeded. All right, great. You're looking at the hyperdrive and you see it just in ribbons. And it is clearly have been exploded by, a bomb that was presumably not planted by any of the crew. I guess you don't know that, but it was a bomb. It does seem like it was some type of sabotage.
Yeah, no, definitely been bombed. I will say that.
Did she say we were bombed?
Yes.
Yet. I knew it wasn't just a simple Wookiee infestation.
Did you plant a bomb on the ship, Mac?
What? No.
Your voice got high at the end of that.
That's because I'm half naked.
Suspicious. What?
It got hot up here. I took off my shirt.
No, he left the Buster on, though, didn't he?
No, that would mean you have to...
My voice always goes up high when I'm half naked.
That means you would have to have put the Buster back on, because he took it off earlier to be washed. And so he must have taken it back from from reality. Like, no, on second thought, don't wash that. Let me put that back on.
It definitely got washed. I am just shirtless. Repeat, just shirtless.
Well, there was not time for her to wash it.
You really don't want me to clean my clothes, do you? You son of a bitch.
No, I had. Well, okay. So yes, you have discovered that yes, you have indeed been sabotaged. Hopefully, it's not any mystery who did the sabotaging. But Bo Benz, you were able to repair it into a state where you guys will be able to go into hyperdrive, into hyperspace. When you are ready to go.
And go. Did we go?
Where are we going?
We're going to the ambush.
The 12.
That's right.
It's going to take 12 hours, so I think the game's over for tonight.
Hey, Real.
Yes.
Go Ben's turns to talk to Real. Real.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any, you know, part of that phone call you had or the coordinates you put in. Where are we going? Do you know? You just know coordinates? You don't know planets?
No. I just didn't have any way to describe it to you earlier. But it's somewhere in between. So yes, I have the coordinates. It's somewhere in between. Oh shit.
Do you think they have like a junkyard there?
Oh, I'm sure we can come by a repair outpost.
All right, because we're gonna need it for the hyperdrive and a whole couple other things on this thing are on their last legs. So,
okay, so you do. So what you're saying is, as you are repairing the hyperdrive, you notice some other things that probably could use some TLC.
Yeah. Yeah, just from your descriptions of the ship, it sounds like it's been a long time since anyone's put like a lot of work into it. It's just kind of been hovering along. It's like probably the check engine lights on and the oil lights flashing and, you know, the blinkers don't work.
Yeah, I think we need to fix some things. Yeah, I think we need to fix some of our jail cells.
Listen, I once had a ship where you could roll the windows down, but you couldn't roll them back up, which made it really inconvenient to try to get into space. I'm not judging here. There's no judgment. But we do need to repair these things.
Well, we have a loading mech, if that helps.
A what?
A loading mech.
It's a robot.
Loading mech. I don't know what that
is. It's my robot suit.
Oh,
yeah, you haven't played with it for ages.
We stole it from the Aliens franchise.
Does it fit a LaSat?
Do you need it to fix the engine right now?
No, I don't know why you brought it up. And it's not the engine.
I was kind of bragging about it, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We're really proud of it. It's just been sitting in the corner gathering dust. We haven't had a chance to use it in a while. We should try to use it.
Surprised you haven't used it as a coat rack.
No, we have a coat rack.
No, we really, yeah, we have a coat rack. Why would we do that?
Ruin a loading mech with a coat on it? That just seems silly.
And you look over and it's covered in hats.
There's one Buster that doesn't fit anyone.
A child sized Buster.
I got it on sale. How was I supposed to know it was made out of pure cotton?
Oh, that I hit the wrong button. You see at your console the flashing red light that had like a little a flame that looked like an explosion. It goes off. So clearly you have reset the explosion indicator, suggesting that perhaps you're ready to go to hyperspace. Rial says that, it's in between this planet and this other planet. And yeah, I think I know a good service depot on the way.
Fantastic. All right. Let's punch it. Good.
Clean up this blood.
And
scorch marks, please.
Wow, you guys make it very, very difficult.
Hey, Rial? Rial?
Yes.
Rial?
Yes.
Did you clean my Vuster yet?
Where is it?
I put it back. It's on the robot.
I thought that wasn't for coats.
I mean, it just kind of ended up there.
We had an agreement.
It just ended up there. All right. But seriously, it needs some serious TLC there.
All right. Well, then what are you wearing?
I'm shirtless. Repeat, shirtless.
Roger.
Sarn would like to walk back to the medical bay to heal.
Rial does grab your Vuster and she throws it into the wash machine.
She is the most useful intern we have ever had in this game series. Just right now.
No, but she is terrified for her life. You guys were very, very forward on the violence, and she's...
Oh, we were fine. She's being a big baby. Jesus.
She was pirate queen. She should be used to this.
Yeah, she should be. Listen,
I was the pirate queen, the pirate vice queen of a great, great organization. Nobody ever fucked with me. I had it made.
I think that makes you a marquess.
A what?
Well, if you're not a queen, I mean, uh-huh. I think it makes you a marquess.
A marquess. I mean, we hadn't developed that technology yet, but okay. I kind of like that. Marquess.
I will not call you that.
What will you call? Well, I'm not even going to ask. And she just goes back to doing laundry and other household chores that you have her doing.
Bo Benz waits for the back healer tank, whatever you guys have. She's gonna start fiddling around with Rex's dead head, just taking it apart. That's all.
Oh, that's metal. You're just completely disassembling his skull
in hopes of fixing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I think that repair job would have been a lot easier with RX.
Well, he clearly is broken. His mental brain parts are kind of scattered on this table now.
I know, but it would have been easier with him. We should have used him to fix it.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
Well, his parts.
Oh, his parts.
Taking them apart?
To use for parts. Yes.
Okay.
I have every intention of putting him back together.
Okay. Good luck.
Wow, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever done for RX, is to have the intention and having the intention to fix him. All right,
he'll always be a part of us, though.
Just
some, yeah, especially if we use his parts for the ship.
Well, I was going to say some literally more than others,
but more, yeah, more as an idea, not as an actual thing that we invite him back to.
No. I think didn't he give me his toe?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So he shall forever be alive.
He is missing a toe.
Well, you just have his head.
Well, I'm sure
that's... I'm missing a toe.
So he's still missing a toe, I mean, technically speaking.
He's missing all of them.
Okay. Let's see. So you punched it already, right?
No, I punched it.
Okay, the stars start to blur, and you guys are moving very fast. You are in hyperspace, and you guys are starting to hunker down for the 12-hour journey to, well, actually, it's not 12 hours. It's like 11 hours to this way station on the way. Well, let's say 10 hours or 9. Well,
thank God for that, I guess.
until you get to the service station,
you guys,
on the way.
Do you guys see this? I got a shortcut that's going to get us there in 2 hours less.
No, you're just stopping on the way.
How many parsecs is that?
What?
All right. And you guys are now just moving. You guys are cruising now. Matt or Sarn, you have moved into the laboratory or the medical bay, and you want to do some recovering, right?
I need to recover, yes.
Okay. A character may attempt a medicine check to help a character heal wounds. You can do it on yourself, but it's increased difficulty.
What about, does that include the aid of a Bacta-Tank?
It's not a Bacta-Tank.
Oh.
I'll let you have a bonus or something, but it's not a, I don't think, it's not a Bacta-Tank. Because I don't think, we didn't have one on away here, even if it was.
I mean, I just assume there's some kind of machine that'll tell me what's wrong. And
I know in the past on here, you guys have done regular medicine checks. Because isn't this where Max stitched you up that one time?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past it, us, but...
Was it touching?
Well, even if it was a Bacta-Tank.
There was some touching.
I don't know. Does it make... Does it make sense to have a Bacta-Tank on a...
Maybe not a Bacta-Tank, but like... something
maybe like a... Like, it's not a Bacta-Tank. Maybe it's not like a full-on tank, but like just like something like this big. You can put like your arm tub? In it or something. No, yeah, well, like, you know, well, like a
jug?
It's like a big bucket? Soaking tub.
Yeah, like like an iced tea jar, you know.
Like a foot washing station?
Yeah, like a foot washing station. Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like a Bacta bidet?
Yeah, a Bacta bidet. I like the sound of that. Bacta bidet.
Terrifying.
Bacta bidet.
All right. You got yourself like a jug of Bacta.
Okay. Is that a boost?
Well, it says a Bacta tank. A wounded character recovers at a rate of one wound per 2 hours.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of have to share it.
And you do have to share it, and you can only put part of your body into it. So we'll say,
What's my critical?
It usually shows up as a item. No, it doesn't.
Overpowered.
Where is it at?
It's under the second to last biography.
All right. Overpowered. So severity. Does it show me the number? Okay, so it's 76.
Yeah, with that one, I don't know
recovering
how we critical injuries. Yeah, how do we take it down?
Until treated. Critical injuries vary in magnitude, which represents the difficulty of any corresponding medicine check to treat and remove the injury. Oh, recover critical injury. Critical injury severity rating. And it's a severity of...
2.
Do you know that? Does it say that? Oh, it says right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to do a medicine check of average.
Okay. Do I get a boost?
Yeah. Why don't we give you a boost for
the Bacta tub?
Yeah.
The Bacta bidet.
Yeah, the Bacta bidet. Although I'm not sure I want to hear you describe that.
All right.
What
is my threat? That's all I'm interested about.
We all have to share the bidet. That's the threat.
To you, not to me.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to trash this critical injury.
Mac had it first.
Oh, that just leads the way for infection.
You guys are sharing Bacta.
Do you have another plan?
Shit's expensive.
Get more Bacta.
I mean, eventually, yes.
Yeah, well, in where? In 12 hours?
You guys are stopping at eventually. The store.
Yeah.
Before we go or now?
To Fantasy Costco. Yeah. All right. Do you want to do medicine check?
Me? Yes.
Yeah, for your wounds.
Yeah.
I think.
Because I'm doing it on myself, so 3 difficulty.
Well, attempt to heal his own, but increases the difficulty of the medicine check by 2.
Oh, I'm not going to pass that.
Also, okay, so current wounds equal more than half. It'll be average, so you have to add 2. Well, I mean, there are more than just you on the ship.
Perhaps, is anyone good at medicine?
Perhaps you can ask for help.
Riel!
Yes?
Are you good at healing people?
Why would I heal you?
That doesn't answer my question.
You've been so mean to me.
Yeah, and if you're nice to me, I will be less mean.
You're saying that in such a mean voice.
That's just my voice.
I'm scared. Am I
scared enough to heal me?
All right. Yeah, I can help you. I have some. I don't have proficiency, but I have some ability in medicine.
Okay, that's probably better than me doing it on myself. I'm a little bit of a wimp sometimes.
Oh, I sense you're being vulnerable. Perhaps we will bond.
Only one way to find out.
All right. Well, she comes over there and she sees you, you know, basically in a weird, vulnerable position. You have what? Because I guess it doesn't really work if it's actually a bidet. I was just wondering if. Like, does she walk in on you just getting squirted?
I mean,
squirted?
She's using it as a foot bath.
That would
it?
Be really vulnerable if you're crouched over again, water shot up your ass.
No, I think it's like a foot bath. It's actually more of like a foot bath, isn't it? Now we just like saying back to bidet.
I think it's like one of those, you know, like at like the trainers for sports. They got the big tubs with the ice baths in it, but then they have little ones to just dip your arm into.
Okay.
It's like one of those, except you can use it for your arm or your foot or your leg.
All right, so what part of your body is in there? How are you positioned when she walks in?
Oh, it's my butt.
Okay, so you just squat.
No, it's gonna be my leg.
You're like one of those cartoons that gets stuck in a bucket.
Yes. No, it's gonna be like one. It's my left. Help. I think it's my left foot.
Yeah.
Which is the one with the robot toe.
I don't know where you would have written that down.
Okay. Well, it's whatever leg the robo toe is on.
Okay. All right. She walks in and she sees you and you're like honestly looking for help. So she comes over and she says, Yeah, you know, I've done my fair share of field dressing.
All right, could you please help?
Yeah, I'll roll a medicine check to see what I can do for you. I have 4 ability.
That is a lot better than mine.
Okay. I wasn't sure. What do you have?
2.
Okay.
I should really level that one up.
Well, one of you should, I suppose. Perhaps Rial. And how does this work?
We can't even see what you rolled.
Oh, you can't see? Oh,
no, that was rolled privately.
Can I share this one? Reveal to everyone.
Oh, okay.
It looks like I already had a title. Major Domo. So I wasn't a Marquess.
Oh!
On a successful check, the target recovers a number of wounds equal to the number of successes. An amount of strain equal to the number of advantages. So
2?
2. I am going to go ahead and say, since it succeeded, let's go ahead and just recover all of them.
Woo! Generous God.
Yeah.
Do you want me to flip a light side point for that?
Yeah. Why don't you, give me more dark side points.
You don't use them.
And then if are we going to do more checks?
I know Bo Benz needs to be healed.
Oh yes, I'm quite injured.
All right, I'll go sew her up now.
Thanks, Rial.
You're welcome, Sarn.
I like how you made her walk back.
Walk back to what?
She was walking away, and you made her walk back.
To say goodbye.
to say you're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. She walks over by Bobbins. Are you your heart hurt?
Oh yeah, I got my ass whooped back there.
All right, well let's put your ass in the back of a day. Let's see what old majordomo Real can do for you.
That's great. Boban's is just gonna keep following and just kind of keeps talking the entire time. Like, where did you even find those things, anyways? Those Sarlax? Is that not Sarlax? What
the
were
Savrips?
They called? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah, where did you find those things?
Oh, it's a very, very dirty business. Yeah, you have to deal with poachers. They are ripped from the wild. They are a nasty set of people you have to deal with to get those things. But once you get them, they're really mean at first. But yeah, you can train them. And then, we had them for a long time. They were real, real scary. I'm actually kind of sad that you killed them.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, one giant thing to another, do feel terrible about that. But, you know, I got to say, well-trained.
Yeah, well, they almost killed you. They almost did their job, but they didn't, and now they're dead.
Yeah, well, and now I'm sitting ass first in a back to paint tank, so, you know.
All right. Then, let's get this on.
What?
And what? I'm dumb as hell. I'm going to roll this. If I succeed, we'll go ahead and give you the full thing like just we did for Sarn. If I don't succeed, then I will, you know, we'll take you up to 3 wounds instead of 11. So
still a success, really.
So let's hope for success. I'm flipping this back to dark. I was not kidding, or I was not serious about taking the light side point.
Okay.
I mean, we've got some time here, so she Rial has time to give you special attention and get as many wounds as she can out of you. So this succeeded. Congratulations, Bob Enns. You are completely healed. You are a new Lisette.
Gotta say, I mean, you seem really proficient at the healing stuff. Still went with piracy, huh?
Well, I mean, it's because of the piracy. You know, people get shot and maimed all the time. And, you know, I got to stitch them up. So,
ripped up by Savrix, too.
Ripped up by Savrix, yep. It's almost as, you know, I think it's still a net positive, although they did die when I needed them the most. And now I am a slave to you. But whatever, at least I'm still alive.
Honestly, I don't have any sway on this ship. Listen, I've been on here less than 24 hours, I think. I don't really know. The days seem very strange. You know what? But I'm gonna try and get you intern. Move you from slave to intern.
I thought perhaps you guys were going to make me the butt radar in my homeland of the Radarian chain.
Sure, yeah. We'll do that too. Don't know what the butt radar is. Still don't quite understand what I'm doing here. But yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Major Domo is a cool title.
It's not as cool as butt, though.
Sure.
I've never floated your boat, lady.
I believe you and your strange ways.
Mac.
Yes, that's me.
Yep.
That's my name.
Is he injured at all?
Strangely, no, he's not.
Weird.
Oh, wait, no, he is.
What's wrong with me?
You have 11 wounds. How did that happen?
Whoa, that seems high.
Can we bring the Bacta tank up by the ship, by the driver's seat?
I don't think the bidet goes that far.
Oh, fuck.
It doesn't shoot through walls, which is probably a good thing, because then it would shoot through your through your genitals.
Shoot through your wall.
Yeah. Yes. Your pelvic wall. All right. So, Mac, you do need healing, and you've heard two different, you know, your two crew members just breathe very loud, very obnoxious sighs of relief as all of their wounds are almost instantly healed from them. And you're starting to get a little jealous because, you know, your arm's been acting up and you do have some wounds.
I ain't jealous. I like my arm this way.
Which is
but
exactly,
I would like to take a bath.
Exactly what an unjealous person would say.
Question though, would you rather her heal you or wash your vuster?
I mean, que no dos. I mean, isn't it already in the wash?
It is already in the wash. With several other items. Problems.
Thank God, one problem solved.
She's not washing it in the back of the day.
All right.
I suppose I should heal myself.
I mean, you don't have to. I do recommend it, though.
All right, I'm doing it.
Well, no, he looks like... Okay, there he goes. And now he's in the power room. Covered in more
still
blood.
Still no shirt on.
Turns out I'm a little delirious. Bacta.
Oh.
Bidet.
You weren't kidding. Hello. You're not wearing a shirt.
Nope. I'm shirtless. Repeat. Shirtless. All right. Hey, how's the bidet, guys? You guys, how's it been going in here?
I don't know. No, I haven't had a chance to use it. I've just been, you know.
Oh, make sure you use it on yourself. You deserve it. You've been doing a great job.
Thanks, girl.
You're going to clog it up with hair.
that might be true. All right. Well,
I mean, also might have been me.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Do Sats have hair?
Oh, yeah. They're furry.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty furry. Almost as furry as Wookiees.
I thought there were more skin. All right. Well, yeah. Real does heal you of everything, my child.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll praise Real.
And after, as she's healing you up in the bidet, assisting the back to bidet to heal you to no wounds, and let's go ahead and make your wounds zero so we don't forget.
Thank you.
Let's see. All right. You hear a bell ding.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's weird. She turns around and she bends over and opens a door and pulls out a meal, what looks like a delicious, delicious family meal. What you did not realize was that there was an oven on this ship the entire time. And
is it under the
back? What the hell was that thing?
It's under the back, the tank, apparently.
I've been using that as a boot holder.
Yeah, I took those out of there. That was not what that was for. No, this was a cooking device. It's not in the medical bay. It's over... Where would that even be?
I was covering the galley.
Oh, okay, in the galley.
I like this idea that our clothes are just scattered throughout this place. And by the way, son, I've been thinking about it. I don't own any hats. Do you own hats?
I own a lot of things that go over the Leku.
Do they really? I just trying to think of like a top hat going over a Leku, and it's not fitting. It's not working for me in my brain.
It's not really
like
a top hat, no.
Baseball hat.
No, there's just wraps that go around my Leku and ears.
Why like with hats? Oh, all right, sorry, Tiger.
Oh, it's going to be like no. Wookiees without hair.
No, it's okay. No, she pulls out of there. This turkey, this family turkey, but it's some sort of space bird. And no, you know what? It's a flutter plume.
I thought you were going to say a Pog.
No.
Pog. What are those stupid ones that were in
Porg?
No, it's not a Porg, although that would have been a better idea. No, it's a Flutter Plume from Ord Mantell. I just found this, you know, from Ord Mantell, and I fried it up for us. And she starts laying down dishes and serving at the in the main cargo hold around this, I don't know, bench.
Hollow chest table?
The hollow chest table, yes. It also doubles as a dining room table.
Isn't that just lovely?
Yes, it's convenient. And she's got oven mitts on, and you guys sit around the table, all also facing a ghost. And start to, and you are served a dinner or lunch or whatever time of day this is.
I'm still shirtless, right?
You are still shirtless. And she looks at you and she says, she sees that you're still shirtless. And thank you for that. And then another ding happens and she turns.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, she turns and she goes to the wash machine and pulls out the clothes that she had been washing, and they are a shirt and Vuster combo of yours. Unfortunately, she washed them together, and the blood didn't come out as much as it bled into everything. And now your Vuster is a fine red, completely uniform red around the entire Vuster, as well as the shirt.
Oh, my God. All I need is a hat and a fucking eye patch, and we're going to be back in the old game.
But we did just establish that you don't have any hats.
Some cannon for you.
Wait, that's where I've been putting my pants.
Your pants are... I don't know where your pants
she,
are. At,
she hands you, it's like, oh, shoot, these are done... washing. Oh no, I turned your Vuster completely red.
But no, I think this could work for me.
And she hands it
and
to
I
you.
I put it on without the shirt. I just like, you know.
Great. What do I do with this shirt?
I'll take it. Yes. I wrap it around my head like a bandana.
Like a hat.
Walk away.
Well, don't forget about the dinner that has been served to you.
Oh yeah. What is it again?
It's bird? A
flutter plume.
Yeah.
Oh, flutter plume.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful
I gotta
bird.
Say, guys, she seems like a really great hostage. I mean, I don't know. I think your choices of hostage, me, her, pretty good, pretty solid.
Yeah, who should we freeze in carbonite?
What?
Which one should we choose to freeze in carbonite?
No, they're both please on our good me. Side right now.
The one that healed and cooked for us? You're the one that fixed the hyper.
Kept your yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's a real ugly bird.
Yeah, but it's delicious, you find. It's
the ugliest ones are.
The ugliest things are the tastiest. And as a, you know, a bonus from eating this bird, you notice your strain has all been lifted. And a gigantic weight has been lifted off your shoulders, metaphorically and literally. Well, actually, most
of it is metaphorically. Do you guys know when you're playing video games? And out of character, sorry.
Oh.
And you come across this giant room full of a bunch of ammo, and you just get scared right before because you're like, this yeah, is the boss fight.
This is right before the boss. Yeah.
It's the feeling I'm getting right now.
That's not unrelated. Also, yeah, Rial has...
Another bell dings. Weapons. From the armory.
All weapons have been cleaned. And upgraded.
Here's some XP.
All of our paperwork's been put in order.
I've taken the liberty of writing a will for each of you.
Holy shit, did you guys know this ship was insured? I didn't know that.
And this is my magic murder bag. You silly.
Can we make it that the ship is ours?
She works pro bono.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, what happened?
The ship's, like, did we steal the ship?
I'm just joking. It's a joke.
Can you please So how did you come into possession of this ship?
How did you?
I don't remember. It just fell in our lap. It's been here for a long time, this place. Real nice. Built true. Built tried and true.
Just some of the wood paneling just falls down and slides off the wall.
Was that my ship? No, we found it. It's nice.
Salvage.
Right. Salvaged. It's rustic. I heard you say it was rustic earlier. I agree.
Okay, so
yeah.
You described to her how you came into possession of the ship. It was, let's see, you guys were escaping. Was it Tatooine?
Yeah.
I think it was Tatooine.
I think it was Mos Eisley, right?
No, it was a different one. It was Mos Espa? Is that what it was? Mos Espa's, I know that's definitely from somewhere. I think it was a different one. It was Mos something, though. Mos Shooter. I'm just looking
at it. Mos Shooter.
Yeah.
You'll be caught in the Mos Shooter.
Mos Shooter. Yes, it is Mos Shooter because we always do that bit. You stole it from Mos Shooter, and you did fix the hyperdrive. It was previously a broken ship, and you put the hyperdrive in there and you were able to fly away or something. And it was previously Trex's ship. But Trex is now dead.
I killed him.
Yes. So, Rial tells you that you have a case to make for legitimate salvage. And she describes to you how you would go about registering your ship so that it was properly yours based on the fact of your claim that it's a legitimate salvage. What's that?
Awesome.
Yeah. So right. she walks you through this. What's that?
This chick is working out.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been around. If we've stolen a lot of ships, it just makes things easier legally if you can make them legitimate salvage. But what killed Trex?
I think it was a giant worm.
Okay. Because if you killed Trex, you wouldn't be able to be the owner. But if died by other means, then yeah, I think you could make
it. I mean, I think I shot him.
Okay, not
then
great.
Then he got eaten by the worm.
Okay.
Can you just not include that part, though?
I could see what I can do.
All right, good.
All right.
Well, so where's the sauce for this flutter plume?
The sauce. Oh, you wanted sauce?
Can't eat flutter plume without
and
sauce.
And at that moment, you hear another ding, and she scuttles off to the galley and comes back with three ramekins of sauce.
Where the hell did you get that from?
What the hell's a ramekin?
Those are the little sauce cups.
I learned that.
Where the hell did she get that?
Where the hell did you learn that?
You have all this stuff in the galley. I mean, it was filled with boots and old clothes in there. But you know, you can cook stuff in there. There were like supplies for cooking.
I thought it was just a clothes warmer.
No. So these sauces may taste a bit like boot, and a bit like robot.
Like Roboto. A bit of a metallic aftertaste.
Yeah. But you know, they're sauces for Flutterplume. I made them because I had a lot of time while everything else was going on.
Thanks, Major Bobo.
It's Major Domo.
I'll say.
All right. This would be a good spot for a break. Okay, so you do stop. It starts to slow down as you enter hyperspace. No, actually, you guys are just finishing up dinner. Also, the dinner took about 10 hours. And you hear another ding. And
Rial, what do you got planned now?
Yeah, she looks at her watch. This one came from her watch, and she says, oh, we're about, you know, we're pretty close to the way station where we, where I said we could stop and get supplies.
Okay. Hooray!
You've been working out
so great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I take great pride in my work as a slave.
We're really proud of you. I feel like we're becoming fast friends.
I've been reading that brochure you gave me a lot, and I've been fascinated with the Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, well, I got good news for you.
Yes?
I think you've got it.
Wow. I've always wanted Stockholm Syndrome. It made it sound so fun.
That's the whole point of it.
So you take this as your cue, because you'll take any excuse you can get into the cockpit.
Oh, I'm dipping.
Okay, you're dipping. I guess that means driving. And
shut up.
And where does everyone else go? I think, I don't know, you guys are preparing for landing. Or at least entry into this space out of hyperspace.
I'm gonna go try to get a quick nap in.
Okay.
That flutter plume sauce was delicious.
Okay. And Bobbins goes to her natural habitat, the power room, which is
Did you ever get RX's head fixed?
Oh, did you want to roll for that? I think you're on mute. Or did I mute you? Bridget. She looks dismayed.
Apparently I muted myself.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know how. But I've got some very specific plans for RX. So if I can get this to work, I'll be real happy.
You gonna turn him into a helmet?
No.
Volleyball?
But let me.
Can you turn him into a helmet for me?
No, he's not gonna be a helmet. He still needs to be. He's a useful thing.
That would be a change.
That doesn't.
I guess a helmet's. Helmet's not necessarily not useful. Just roll a mechanics check or?
Yes, it would be average.
Man, I hope this works.
It did.
Okay. So you're successful. All right. I was going to say you will require parts, but to turn them into a Roomba, it's a much cheaper part.
Someone's got to clean up that power room back there, and this place is a mess. And Major Domo done a lot of great work, but I think we all agree we can move her up from, like, blood cleaning slave to estate planning and cooking turkey, or sorry, flutter thing slave.
Flutter plume slave.
I'm not convinced.
Okay, right. But would RX be better served? Is that his name? I assume so. When I was picking around his head, I saw some memories, and I remember it seems like his name was RX. Would he be better served as a Roomba? Or did he?
What he did to those intruders?
So we'll get him a knife.
What?
That sounds like a... Wait, okay, hold on.
You give him a pillow, and then I hope he doesn't murder anybody.
Did you see what he did to those murder victims? Give him a knife.
give him a pool noodle, maybe. All right, maybe give him a pool noodle. But we got to make sure there's no water nearby.
Objection. So is the objection is that he's more dangerous as a Roomba? What?
Yes, because then he's mobile.
Fair enough. That's a good point. Well, I'll fix him up, and we'll do something with him. I definitely want to get some parts to fix with him, though. I think I got his head pretty much back together.
You're right. We should turn him back into a Billy Big Mouth Bass.
Really play into that hunting aesthetic, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Put his head up on the wall with the rest of them.
Okay. You are entering.
Do we know when the ambush is going to happen?
Yes, you have the timing for it. Do you remember what was your role? In fact, we probably still have it in the chat for the astrogation.
Pretty close.
Boo, perception.
Success 2, threats 2.
Where do you see that?
Right above the destiny pool.
Oh, so it was like right at the end of the session, which makes sense. Astrogation. All right, let me look. Oh, that was in here somewhere. No advantages?
No, just 2 successes, 2 threats.
All right. In which case, you will be arriving on time.
Even with this pit stop?
The pit stop will put you in a bit of a rush, but you'll still make it before the ambush.
Okay. What the hell was that? Rial, you have another surprise?
No, I think that was your comm.
Oh, yeah, right. Hello?
Hello?
This is Sarn.
Hello, Sarn.
Sarn Turbo.
This is Venlana.
Hey, Venlana, what's shaking?
She's just calling to get a situation report from you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have to make a pit stop.
A pit stop?
Yeah, our hyperdrive kind of got exploded.
How did that happen?
Terrorists, mostly.
Huh. Well, you know what they say, freedom isn't free.
I haven't heard that. Can I use it?
Go ahead. It's quite topical political commentary.
Sarn, are you on the phone?
Yeah, what's up?
Who is it?
It's Venlana.
Venlana.
Hey, Venlana.
Yeah, it's me, Venlana.
What are you calling for to check? Hey, talk.
I was just trying to see what your situation report. How are you doing?
You are micromanaging this operation. I just want to say.
I think you guys need a little bit of management. You spent... let's not get into it.
I spent 11 hours in hyperdrive.
That's true. I think that is... Yep, okay. Well, anyway, just wanted to tell you more information, but if you're not interested in talking with me, then...
Go ahead. We're just pulling into the spaceport now.
What spaceport?
Oh, my God.
It's between this one planet and the other planet.
Oh, that one.
That one, yeah.
And who told you to go there?
Our cleaning slave.
Our hostage.
She definitely, I think, moved up to as estate planning slave.
Our hostage.
Our maid.
Suspicious. Well, anyway, an assault flotilla disguised as a consortium convoy is en route to the coordinates, the meet point, the rendezvous point, as you were. With luck, you can form up with them and see to the Queen's ultimate capture.
Can they fix a hyperdrive?
It's an attack flotilla, so I would recommend to continue to stop at the depot.
All right, guys, let's continue to stop at the depot. What?
Oh, talk to you later.
This is Star Turbo.
Stop at the Space Casey's.
The Space Casey's.
All right. I'm making a list. Hyperdrive, Bacta, room of equipment, anything else?
We should probably
Are you still on the phone?
No. I'm off. Yeah, it was good talking to you, Venlana. Yeah, we'll be there as soon as we can. Yeah, I enjoy your company too. Okay. All right. Yeah, I get it. Okay. I gotta go. Okay. Okay, bye.
Boy, she really likes you, Sarn.
Yeah, it's a thing we're going to have to tackle later after this attack on the butt radar, but we'll get into that later.
All right, well, at that point, Mac, you start bringing the Kahuna Wave out of hyperspace, and you see the depot as you pull up to it. It's basically like Cloud City, except not in the clouds. It's just floating in space. But it is like a Jetsons-like just space station in not in orbit of a planet. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And you,
good spot.
Yeah. You go to.
So it's kind of like nowhere?
It's. What do you mean?
From the Guardians of the Galaxy, just kind of like a floating.
Oh, that's not the joke I was trying to make, but it sounds like it.
I mean, that nowhere is the head of an astral being, but.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of look like that. But more like space, like Cloud City, except I guess Cloud City's in the clouds, but not in the clouds in space.
Okay, gotcha.
So at the space Casey's.
The space Casey's. We couldn't have made it more clear. Okay. And Mac, you do get some radio chatter about where to like land and stuff like that, but not interested in role playing that. And so you find they direct you to a parking spot, and you do park the ship in a berth, and you have now landed.
Hooray.
All right.
Well, this is great. This has just been a great, fun bonding experience. Got to really know our slave a little bit more. Got to know each other a little bit more. Now we get to go to a space Casey's, get some space hot dogs, maybe, you know.
You know they got those, like, space, like, popped chicken there? That's really good.
Oh, space popped chicken. Oh, I love space popped chicken.
It's yeah, really good.
Yeah. How about space cakes?
Space.
Now you've got too far.
What?
Space cakes. Because space cakes are already a thing. Now they're in space.
I can't post pictures.
You should be able to copy and paste into the chat.
I swear to God, if it's not a space cake, maybe.
I'm looking up space cake now.
Tiger, I had a space cake with you in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I got really fucking stoned. I thought I was a lion.
I thought you were a lion.
Oh, I got confused. All right, where is... Oh, here it is. Oh, boy. I don't know what this is.
What?
There is a... I have a generator, a store generator, and there's just a bunch of items in here that I've never heard of.
Are there any goggles?
I just feel it's kind of dangerous.
Before goggles?
No, to just give you random items. But, well, whatever. Now, how do I share this to you? Space Casey's. Some people call me the Space Casey's. Some call me the Gangster of Love.
Wow, wow.
Is this going to work? No, of course.
It did not.
How do I share it to you? Oh, you know what? I can just put it into the scene. All right. Activate. Are you all in there? Oh, RX, get the hell out of here.
Oh, well, Ben says his head, just carrying his head.
I got to figure out what size to get.
All right, I'm bobbins. And I will add Casey's, space Casey's.
But.
Am I invisible?
You shouldn't be in. Why? You can't see yourself?
Oh, no, no. I'm somehow controlling a person in a white hood.
Yeah, the token isn't.
Oh, that's all
fine. And I've gone sideways.
Oh, yeah, do cartwheels. Oh, wow. Isn't that like control and then arrows? Or is it alt and arrows? Control shift and arrows? I don't know.
There we go. Woo!
What is it?
Oh, no, this one is space Casey's.
Shift. Oh, so shift and arrow.
Yeah. Well, so Space Casey's did not have their token locked, but now they do. So you can double-click on Space Casey's and see the different items. Oh, Space Casey's is in here twice. Oh, there's Eozolins. Oh, we never use this shop. Actually, I like those items better.
18,000?
All right. So I would just make this invisible.
Some whiskey, lockpick.
Hey, Mac, did you ever pay me back for bailing you out of jail?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Actually, there's going to be multiple shops here.
Oh yeah, it's a depot. I'm sure there's lots of little bits and bobs.
Yeah, bits, bobs, boobs. There's two signs.
Beast call.
Robots in disguise.
Cath hound. Is that an actual dog? Brain implant. Mon calamari organic giggle. Some strange stuff they got here.
Yeah, it's Space Casey's. It's just.
Is anything you could need?
Yeah.
All right, well, where's the hyperdrive? I'm moving it.
The hyperdrive's not in there right now because I didn't add it because I literally did it just now. Although I did have hyperdrive.
Also, I left my wallet in my other Port Authority vest.
Oh, so you're going to rob this place, huh?
Yeah.
No, I would never. I wouldn't dare.
Just stick around with Sarn. He'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, just don't hide in the middle of...
Just shoot.
...racks. And they...
What, like a little kid?
All have emergency buttons to call the police.
But he pushed the button.
A garage.
Is that, oh man, is that really on the list?
Yes, it is.
And which one?
The
Yozolins.
Yozolins.
Oh man, it's only 100 credits.
I know, but Mac, did you pay me back for bailing you out?
Think so. I don't remember.
You guys agreed to. I feel like you probably did. I don't know. Does one of you have way more credits than the other?
No, I've got 350, I think, is what I've got written last after I gave all my money to Flutterplume.
Well, yeah, that was all found money.
Yeah, that was a really generous thing, and it sounds like you're not happy that you did it.
You did
not
get
anymore.
Wait a second. What? Max Skyblade has 2,200 credits.
Perhaps he owes me 1,200.
Perhaps he didn't pay you for bailing him out.
Did I?
I don't think so.
I don't care.
Wait, hold on. Sarn, roll a perception check. And Mac, roll a... Wait, hold on. Mac, what is your...
I'll give him the 1,200. We don't have to fight about it. I don't want to make it.
Oh, okay. Well, then just roll the perception check. Just average. Okay, since...
And I'm sorry.
Do you want one of us or both of us to do
just
it?
Just one of you. I just wanted Sarn to do it. So Sarn, you did notice that he didn't pay you back, and you notice that he's got a little extra cash on him. And then you remember that he didn't pay you back.
Sarn, did I pay you back? Here's your $1,200 bucks.
Thank you.
You're a good friend.
Very, very unexpected.
Do you want an extra 100 to go with it?
Yes.
All right.
I have to get a garrote.
Go ahead. Buy that garrote. The garrote's on me.
Ooh. I like you without a shirt more and more.
Wait, you never put a shirt on?
No, I'm wearing the hoodie. I mean, I'm wearing the Vuster, just not the shirt.
Wow, that's
it's like the beginning of the crow or something like that. Isn't that what the crow looks like?
I thought he was a bird.
What do you mean a bird?
What is this one that just says medium item?
That's exactly what it means.
Not a big item. Not quite a little item.
I don't see... They don't have a hyperdrive item in here. I don't see it. Let me check the index.
So we came all this way for nothing.
Yeah, it turns out you guys don't have it. 271. Well, turn around.
Let's go home. 12 hours back.
Well, that's not home. Actually, I don't know where your home is anymore. It's a good question.
It's currently under occupation, you know.
Well, yeah, lucky for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not blown up.
It's not blown up. Hyperdrive generator.
Yeah. You guys ever been to Lyra Sand?
No, that planet also got blown up.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's not good.
It really did. Maybe not blown up, but it's uninhabitable.
Oh, yeah, we know about that. Yeah, okay.
They did find another one, just so if you're curious.
Yeah. You know, I don't really buy into that whole thing.
No, it's hard to get there.
Yeah, home is where the heart is, and not through a wormhole.
Did I hear you guys needed a hyperdrive?
Yes. You look over. It's a shopkeep. It's Yozalin.
Yozalin.
That's me. I'm Yozalin. I may look like a woman, and I am a woman, but this is how I talk.
Hey, that's okay. Age comes for us all. Yeah, we need a hyperdrive.
Yeah.
And we need a hyper... Sorry, I got the name of the ship written down here somewhere. The type of ship it is. YT-1300. You got something for that?
I got something that'll work. It's used. But news is, savings, gonna pass them along to you.
I like this lady. I think she knows what's up.
800.
How much? All right, and then she turns to Sarn and goes, so how do we steal it?
You can try haggling first.
Oh,
Sarn, show her how it's done.
Hag, we will hag.
What? What'd you call me?
Of her zero.
Okay.
All right. Roll a negotiation check. And Ozalin, is that a person on here? No.
It's going to be real rough.
You rolled only. You're only difficulty.
Wait, I rolled a space Casey. Hold on. Let me try that again.
You have to highlight your character before you roll.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would make sense.
You guys all own Space Casey, so that you could see it. Although, maybe you didn't need to do that.
Oh. Also failed.
All right. But you do have an advantage. You do know from your expertise that he's trying to overcharge for this.
Look at this thing. I mean, 800 for this? Come on. I mean, this has been used more than once. How many times have you pulled this out of the same ship?
Never.
Never. Okay,
All right, fine. You know what? You got me. But 500.
Right.
Yeah, unless you have something to trade.
Do we have anything to trade?
RX head?
Whoa.
Wait.
Yeah, how much are you going to get for that?
Whoa. That's worth at least $600, $700. Before we just sell the thing, all right?
Wait, am I allowed, out of character, am I allowed to sell former players?
I mean,
he's coming back.
I mean, and if he needs to come back, we got another character he can just come back
with. That he wanted to pick.
I mean, you guys can do.
Should we try selling the Wookiee?
No. I like that.
You know how hard it is to find a good coat rack?
It really ties the room together.
I really wanted to make this a Roomba, but I mean, we really need that hyperdrive. I mean, we're probably good where we want to go, but.
You.
I don't know after that.
You, the one without the shirt and, the Vuster.
Yep, that's
dance
me.
For him.
That's me.
Sell your body.
What is that? You got two different blasters on you? Three different blasters? You need all those?
You can have one of them.
All right. How about 100 credits? Throw in one of those pistols and let's call it even. Equals pequels.
Wait, 100 credits?
I walk over and I flush back at like the so that like my Vuster's like behind me with my shirt out, my stomach out, and I'm like,
wow,
you got a deal.
Wow. Amazing.
You like what you see?
I no, but the confidence is just incredible.
It's staggering.
It's staggering. All right.
Oh
my God! I can buy drugs.
All right,
he can buy drugs. He can buy drugs.
Where did we just leave Rial on the ship?
Tied up, hopefully.
Yeah, she lives on the ship like any good slave.
I'm hoping she's making us sandwiches.
All right. Well, I'm taking 50.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Out of each of your credits.
For what?
The 100 plus the pistol you just agreed to.
Oh, right? Okay. No, you just.
All right, Nipples?
You don't explain yourself. You're just saying, I'm just going to take money from you guys.
It was established. And you agreed to it, but you're too busy, like, peacocking. You weren't even really paying attention to what you were actually saying.
Peacocking and kind of dancing to this music.
All right. Space Casey's.
We should definitely steal this Barab ingot.
Okay.
A what?
The Barab ingot.
I'm pretty sure that's religious.
It's possible.
It's an ingot.
It's an item attachment.
Can I buy this?
If you double click it, it's like a. All right.
I want to buy the concealed climbing cord.
All right.
That sounds perfect for shoving up my Vuster.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Not something else. what was it?
Concealed climbing cord for 200.
Concealed climbing cord for 200, please.
This cord can be used for climbing. It's also concealable. Where is
excellent.
It? It's in the
excellent
Ozolins?
Description.
Wow, the description just real nailed it.
I'm one of those good GMs. That's who I am. All right, concealed climbing cord. I'm putting that into your gear. along with your stim pack. Oh, you have zero, though. How do I... All right. Concealed climbing cord. All right. I will need to figure out how to do that. Anybody else? Oh, did you buy the garrote?
I am definitely buying the garrote.
Is it garrote?
That's how I pronounce it.
I've never heard anyone say it out loud.
Yeah,
it's French. It's actually garrot.
Garrot.
Yeah, that just
sounds Gary.
Gary.
Gary. What are you doing, Gary?
Gary the cat. Meow.
Oh. The part to turn RX into a Roomba only costs 50 credits.
Oh, can we get that, please?
Into a Roomba? What about turning him back into, like, the ship thing that we had him before?
What if he can could be both?
70? You know?
700.
What if he can be both? He can be both. Like, he could be connected, like, by Bluetooth.
He's got a dock. Right? So, you know, also, it's Roomba. You put a stair in front of him and he's done for. What is he going to do?
Thankfully, no stairs on the ship.
Yet.
We can make one.
I'm thinking about adding pile levels.
Up a bunch. If he gets crazy, we'll just pile up like a bunch of boots or something right in front of him. You know? Levels. So he can't escape. You guys got boots everywhere. There's tons of boots.
Those are my boots. And they're nice and warm.
Okay, the point is that they're a pretty good Roomba stopper. Or Roomba stomper. Huh. Seriously, you guys aren't going to regret Roomba RX. But I also, again, left my wallet in my other Port Authority jacket. And I feel like we gave that to someone.
It was
Did
Rio.
We give that to Rio?
Yeah, and she washed
Oh, she has
wallet.
It. Okay, well.
She's got all your credits?
Somebody's got them.
Wait. Hold on. You were serious when you said you left your wallet in your other coat? Like, that wasn't just an expression? You actually have
Do
money
you
in
see
the ship?
Any other pockets? I'm wearing very, like, regular, like, just normal, like, legging pants.
The ship is, like, 15 minutes. It's, like, a 15-foot walk away.
All right,
to go,
all right.
Get your coat.
You
go
guys,
get your money.
You kidnapped me the day before payday. I didn't get paid because I quit, and,
You just got a lot of excuses why we have to pay things, don't you? You're turning out to be a worse hostage than the other one.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's tired.
I feel like that hostage was very useful.
Very. Yeah, both our hostages have done a lot of work for us.
You guys pick good hostages.
We are
real close. Hardworking people.
Except for Michael. He's dead.
Well, that's why he didn't work out.
Oh, Michael!
This,
you are too good, Michael!
This shaped nozzle.
Yeah.
What is heavy clothing? Oh, sorry.
What is it shaped like?
Like, what does it add?
I don't know. Did you double-click on it and read the description?
Yes. It doesn't say anything.
It's an item attachment.
This nozzle is shaped oddly.
By adding a cone to an ion thruster, a technician can dramatically increase its potency as a weapon.
I don't have an ion thruster. Never mind.
Focusing the energy into a sharp beam rather than letting it disperse in a wide arc. Page 45, special modifications. I do not have that book.
I was hoping I could add it to my new stuff. Or add it to my racer. Blaster rifle.
You do not have an ion thruster. It's an ion thruster gun. So no, you don't have an ion thruster gun. Ranged heavy. You might like this thing.
Yeah, where is it? I don't think it's...
That's pretty cool. But you don't have one.
Extinguish fires.
Must be. It's a weapon. I don't think they have one for sale. Ion thruster gun. I'll put this in the chat so you can look at it. It sounds like Space Case just said it.
Oh. That's less than mine.
Oh, the damage?
Yeah.
Well, you have a bitching gun, Andy.
I do.
Sarndy.
This cybernetic brain implant seems good too, but way too expensive.
Yeah, 20,000 credits? Yeah. I don't think you can afford that even after you capture the butt radar.
Tiger, yeah, but you never know with those cybernetic things, you know. Battery goes out, leaves you half, you know, immobile.
Yeah, like RX.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Roomba?
It's 50 grand.
Come on, don't make me mop the power room.
I think you should.
Tiger, what is heavy clothing?
It's just clothing that has some defensive weight? Value to it.
Oh.
But you already have heavy clothing, and you can't wear more heavy clothing.
Too heavy. Walk around like that.
All right. Well, then here's the 50. Then here's $50. Bobens, go buy yourself whatever you want.
Yeah, Roomba parts.
Can I try filing down my front sight before I pay for someone to do it?
What is it? I mean, I feel like no.
I mean, it offers it. Average mechanics check. The cost is to pay someone to do it.
So what is the advantage to doing that? Because I'm telling you, because you don't even incur the penalty.
Quick draw.
You already have quick draw.
Yeah, but it makes it faster. All right, fine.
I can file it down for you.
I just don't think you'll get a benefit from it because you already have quick draw and you have quick draw level 2, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't know. I just didn't think that you would get a, because I thought it was going to be like you can conceal your rifle better, which we don't.
No, there's something for that. It's concealment alteration.
But you don't even get a penalty for concealment of your rifle like you should.
No, I don't conceal it.
You just walk around with it, basically the rifle in your hand.
Oh, wait, how much are stim packs?
Are they on this list?
I don't see them, no.
Yeah, I don't see them either. Let me look. These are weapons. Gear. Come on, man. Oh, man, I hate how they don't have prices in here. $177. All right. Let's just say they are. Oh, here we go. Stimpak. Holy crap!
What, aren't they like 500 or something?
No, they're 25
each.
Yeah.
How many can I can? I think I can only carry 4.
Is that right? What is the encumbrance?
5. Sorry.
The encumbrance on a Stimpak. Okay, you can carry 5.
That's what it says. Yeah.
All right. Where does it say that?
Under my gear. Says stim packs next to encumbrance. I'm buying 5.
All right. Why does it say uses?
Oh, I don't know. I just added it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Minus 125.
Did you want to buy some?
I might have to look at this a little bit longer if you guys want to go do stuff.
Well, I think that's probably... Let's just say that the stim pack was the last thing for this trip. Mac, did you want to buy stim packs?
Am I all out, I think? I don't...
Yeah. So I do see the... What... Zarin was talking about here. So I can add 5 for 125 altogether.
That's fine.
Okay.
5 stimmies.
All right, you got 5 stimmies. All right. Okay. I'm assuming you guys are like wrapping up here.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy the backpack.
I'm messing with my grappling hook right now, kind of like just playing with it.
You bought a grappling hook?
Well, the not the grappling hook, whatever, the concealed climbing cord.
Okay.
I mean, come on. It's a grappling hook.
It's concealed. It's a climbing cord. It's a grappling hook. Are you getting it? All right. And you said you're buying a backpack?
Yeah.
What does it even do?
It increases the user's encumbrance threshold by 3, plus an additional 1 point of encumbrance threshold for each accessory pouch to a maximum of 3.
Okay. How much does it cost?
$150.
Okay. All right, you guys are wrapping up there and heading back up to the ship. You head back to the ship. I'm not going to pull the ship up, but just imagine the ship. And you guys hit back into hyperspace for an hour or two. I don't remember how far you were. And you meet up with the flotilla, the assault flotilla, as it's starting to prepare for the ambush.